a tool of happiness. That is the reflection of the day. So I was listening to a podcast that was talking about the country in named Bhutan, that is in the, it's in China actually. It's in the, yeah, I believe it's in China. So this country, Bhutan, Bhutan, is a country where it's considered one of the top 20th places where people are the happiest. And the person that was talking about this was talking about the fact that he wanted to investigate like why these people are so happy. And one of the major reason that they were saying that they're happy is because they celebrate death. They, when people die, they celebrate for 21 days, and then many of them take the ashes and they are put into clay and they build little pyramids, and the pyramids are put in different areas. It could be on the sidewalk, it could be in front of their houses, it could be everywhere you see pyramids, and the pyramids represent the ashes of somebody that have died. And they celebrate for 21 days. And they talk about death constantly, but not in a morbid way. They talk about death as a mindful tool to live a beautiful, limitless life. In a happy life, a life where you realize that every day is a gift, but you are not afraid of death. You are embracing death, and death is leading you to really question, is it important? If I were to die tomorrow, if I were to die today, does that really matter? I have been tasting this. I have been really living this, especially as I've gotten older. And the more I live this way, the happier I feel. And I know people see my happiness, and it's an energy that is contagious, and it's a happiness that you can't fake. It's just there. It exists because you realize that when you wake up in the morning, it really is a gift, and that tomorrow is not guaranteed. We hear this constantly, but I think when you're able to take it and maybe hear it differently, like what I'm mentioning with the people from Bhutan, it might give you the opportunity to really reflect on the life that you're living. And is it really important? Whatever you're stressing over, is it really important? So this quick reflection, giving you a tool of happiness that I utilize, and I know that it works, it's a quick one. But I would like you to ask yourself, how are you living? Are you living like knowing that you're dying, or are you living like you're never going to die? And therefore, you're stressing, your money becomes so important, the meaning of life, the values are not leading you to a happy life. Well, today, let's reflect, reset, and reconnect, and be present to the mindfulness tool, one of the most powerful tools for happiness. Get in touch with death. That is totally guaranteed. And when you see it, not in a morbid way, but in a way as a mindful tool to become happier, it is amazing the results you can get. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.